News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
It's back to work Tuesday for many folks here along the Gulf Coast. Dr. Bill says expect another hot one today, 72. Now we'll get more from his forecast on Mobile Mornings.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service, proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, so far, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. No delays across the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. You're looking good. Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65. Light traffic so far. Tillman's Corner and Theodore also checking in accident-free. It's Market in the Park back again this Saturday at Cathedral Square from 7:30 in the morning till noon. Your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. On the way, Dr. Bill with an in-depth weather discussion the rest of this work week and a look forward to this coming weekend. Yeah, we'll jump into that here in just a little bit right now. Let's get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, the investigation continues into where more than $1 million worth of narcotics came from after washing up on a beach in Orange Beach. Visitors walking along the beach spotted the packages not too far from the Phoenix 10 condos off Perdido Beach Boulevard. Authorities believe that multiple packages of marijuana and cocaine were thrown from a watercraft and have been in the water for some time as barnacles are wrapped tightly around them. Now, over a 48-hour period, investigators say that on day one, 21 pounds of marijuana and a kilo of cocaine appeared. And then the following day, another 38 kilos of cocaine were discovered. According to our news partners at WKRG, the Orange Beach Police Department, they are currently working with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, as well as the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the U.S. Coast Guard Investigative Services here in Mobile. This morning, we now know the name of the pedestrian involved in a fatal accident Sunday evening. Alabama State Troopers confirmed that 45-year-old Elva Cook McQueen of Chickasaw was walking on Jack Williams Road in Mobile County when she was hit by a vehicle driven by Sherry Litchfield, 56-year-old from Wilmer. McQueen was transported to a local hospital, but she died as a result of her injuries. The driver was not injured. At this hour, charges have not been filed, but this investigation is still ongoing. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
It wouldn't be the first time Square Grouper have washed ashore along the Alabama coast. Although fishermen think, covered with barnacles, that many packages, I wonder if there are any triple tail or cobia under those. I was just saying. All right, 610 coming right back. We'll check in with News 5 next.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man in Mobile has been arrested and charged with murder. 42-year-old Jason Cooley was taken to Metro Jail about 2:30 this morning. He is the suspect in a shooting that happened on Magnolia Road in Mobile last night. Police say Cooley shot his girlfriend, Selwanda Pugh, in the stomach 3 times during a domestic dispute, killing her. Pensacola police are looking for more than one suspect in connection with a deadly drive-by shooting at the Platinum Club early Monday morning. Police say more than 40 shots were fired from 3 different weapons outside the club on North Palafox Street. A woman was hit and died. One man was shot in the leg. Pensacola police say the woman was not the intended target. A 21-year-old man drowned after being caught in a strong rip current. It happened at the Gulf Shores Public Beach Monday afternoon. First responders tried to save the man. He was taken to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center where he died. The victim wasn't the only one caught in the strong current. 2 others had to be rescued. Yellow flags were flying in Gulf Shores at the time, indicating moderate surf and rip current risk. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value. Just in time for summer, Cammie's on the Parkway is now open. Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream, located in the Food Champs grocery store on DIP, is now open Tuesday through Sunday from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. Buy the kids a cone while you do your grocery shopping, or have a seat and enjoy a sundae or banana split. Or if you really want a treat, make your favorite homemade flavor into a milkshake. You've enjoyed Cammie's on Old Shell in Florida for 50 years. Now enjoy the second location on DIP. Like Cammie's Old Dutch on Facebook to stay in the know on flavors and events.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Surely you're not advocating that women become head football and basketball coaches of a men's sport. Surely you're not doing that.
Jim.
No, Anna. Answer the damn question. I'm not playing around here.
Are you going to let me answer?
Yeah, don't give me the Jim crap.
Okay.
Just come on and answer the question.
That's right. Fight amongst yourselves.
I love it!
Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final is in the books. Former Boston Red Sox first baseman Bill Buckner has passed away, and the NCAA baseball tournament field has been revealed. It's 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in the NHL Stanley Cup Final, where the Boston Bruins beat the St. Louis Blues 4-2 to take a 1-0 series lead. The Blues took a 2-0 lead early in the second period on a goal from Vladimir Tarasenko, but the Bruins scored twice in the second to tie the game. And 5 minutes into the final period, Boston's Sean Corrali scored the game winner.
Played on by Achari, and then Corrali wants to play the point. Chara flips one, then shrugged down off of Bennington. Strathmore there.
That's the call from NBC. Brad Marchand added an empty net goal for insurance, and the Bruins have now won 8 games in a row. Game 2 in the best-of-7 series is Wednesday night in Boston. Some news from the NBA. The Cleveland Cavaliers announced yesterday that team majority owner Dan Gilbert suffered a stroke on Sunday, but is, quote, awake, responsive, and resting comfortably. The Detroit News reported Sunday that Gilbert has been hospitalized after suffering symptoms associated with a stroke. Quicken Loans CEO Jay Farner, who Gilbert actually helped found Quicken Loans, but the CEO Jay Farner confirmed in a statement that Gilbert, quote, received immediate medical attention, but Farner did not divulge additional details regarding Gilbert's health. Gilbert has served as the Cavaliers' majority owner since 2005. In baseball news, former Boston Red Sox first baseman Bill Buckner passed away on Monday at the age of 69. Buckner was an All-Star and Gold Glove player who also played the major leagues for 22 years, but he's best known, unfortunately, for an error in the 1986 World Series. Red Sox were a strike away from beating the Mets in Game 6 of that 86 World Series, and Buckner let a bouncing ground ball pass through his legs and into right field. The Mets went on to win that game and then the series in Game 7, and Red Sox fans would never allow Buckner to live that error down. Buckner's family released a statement yesterday saying, quote, after battling the disease of Lewy body dementia, Bill Buckner passed away early the morning of May 27th, surrounded by his family. Bill fought with courage and grit as he did all things in life. Our hearts are broken, but we are at peace knowing that he is in the arms of his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yesterday morning, the NCAA revealed the teams that will compete in this year's NCAA baseball tournament. 31 teams earned an automatic bid to the regionals by winning their respective conference tournaments. 33 teams were chosen at large, and the SEC leads the way with an all-time tournament tying 10 teams selected. Vanderbilt was named the number 2 overall seed in the regionals after they won this weekend's SEC tournament. Georgia is the number 4 overall seed. Arkansas is number 5. Mississippi State number 6. Ole Miss number 12. And LSU number 13. Auburn, Florida, Tennessee, and Texas A&M were also chosen as at-large bids to the tournament. The double elimination regional tournaments begin this Friday. In the major leagues yesterday, the Houston Astros beat the Chicago Cubs 6-5. Milwaukee beat Minnesota 5-4, snapping the Twins' six-game winning streak. The Yankees beat the Padres 5-2. Cody Bellinger hit his 19th home run of the year, leading the LA Dodgers past the New York Mets 9-5. Miami beat Washington 3-2. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati split a doubleheader, with the Pirates winning Game 1 8-5 and the Reds winning Game 2 8-1. Colorado beat Arizona 4-3 in 11 innings. Boston got the win over Cleveland 12-5. Oakland won their 10th game in a row, 8-5 over the LA Angels. Seattle snapped a six-game losing streak with a 6-2 win over Texas. Tampa Bay beat Toronto 8-3, and Baltimore beat Detroit 5-3. 617 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today, for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny, with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
We all know someone who believes their plants are more than just plants. They feed, water them, they talk to them, even name them.
Perk up, Brit.
Old Time Feed knows some people get a certain something from helping their plants and gardens grow. So when that pep talk just isn't enough, go see Cecil and the folks at Old Time Feed, experts on keeping plants and lawns thriving. Old Time Feed's been in the nursery, feed, and seed business since man landed on the moon. If you love your plants and lawn, you'll love Old Time Feed in Fairhope.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone, from the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. For now, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Good ride through Mobile if you're traveling across the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Fort, Fairhope, and all the way to Malvern. And Loxley looks great along I-10 with no delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 620 FM Talk 106.5. This is most likely the last week of session in Montgomery for the Alabama legislature. Budgets, education bills are both pending here at the end of session. We'll get into that in just a second. Right now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The ADOC prison situation once again in the spotlight. This after multiple stabbings force a lockdown at the St. Clair Correctional Facility in Springville. On Saturday, three men were injured in two separate incidents in the same cell block. That's according to the Alabama Department of Corrections. That first incident had occurred around 5:15 Saturday evening. Two inmates with stab wounds were taken to an off-site hospital. One was returned to the prison infirmary, the other remain hospitalized in serious condition. According to the ADOC, a third inmate identified as a suspect, quote, was removed from the general population, and a knife was recovered at the scene. Then a few hours later, just before 1 a.m., an inmate was treated for stab wounds once again after a cellmate confessed to the attack and turned over a makeshift knife. The victim was in stable condition at a local hospital. ADOC says the facility is secure and prison officials did lock down the involved cell block while correctional officers conducted their investigation. Mark your calendars as we're just a few days away from the Alabama State Waters opening for shrimping. June 1st, that's the day. June 1st until the end of this year, licensed live bait dealers holding a permit for special live bait areas are reminded that an area beside the battleship Alabama south of the Tensaw River Bridge, north of a line from the north point of Pinto Pass to the northwest edge of Goat Island, and west of a line from the northwest edge of Goat Island to the eastern end of Tensaw River Bridge will be open from 1 hour before sunrise until sunset from June 1st through December 31st, 2019. Now, this announcement includes the areas of Mobile Bay, Perdido Bay, Wolf Bay, and Little Lagoon, and more. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 623 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday. Back to work Tuesday for a lot of folks. Sean Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, King with traffic, Cadoos. You got a lot of stuff going on. Shrimpin' opens back up June 1st, as does snapper season.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have Saturday, Sunday. Then it'll go into that Friday, Saturday, Sunday routine, except for Independence Day, which is a Thursday, and you get Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, until we use up the quota, which could be maybe by the end of July.
Hopefully it won't be the first couple weeks.
That's right. No, it most likely will not. If something strange would happen for that to be... We make it through Independence Day. Hopefully we make it through the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo and beyond. And shrimping-wise, it's always like what do you do? We kind of call our shots depending on weather, and how the shrimping is. I mean, do you go snapper fishing? Well, if it's real rough out there, you stay on the north side of Dolphin Island and pull the shrimp net.
Uh-huh.
So, and which is, by the way, fun.
I've never done it.
Okay, well, we're going to take you and then get you into it. And then when your daughter gets older, putting out the and we're pulling smaller shrimp nets, not like a big shrimping boat.
Okay, good.
And it's,
she's only 3 months old.
Yeah, no, that would be ridiculous. I wouldn't get her out there work sorting shrimp till she's 7 or 8 months old.
I think
3 months
at the latest.
That's irresponsible. This week could be it for the 2019 regular session in Montgomery. Remember, we have a special session most likely coming in September to deal with prisons. Brian Lyman at WSFA or at Montgomery Advertiser says budgets, education bills pending near the end of the legislative session. Education Trust Fund and the General Fund are, by recent standards, in decent shape. Way to put it, Brian, because that's true, because it's been so bad in the past. It would provide raises to education and state employees, along with general funding boosts to agencies and programs. But legislators are still trying to decide how to provide further funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP, which, by the way, as a discussion went on Twitter the other day, it is CHIP, not CHIPS. Chips was a TV show that I liked to watch as a kid about two motorcycle cops in California.
Mm-hmm.
CHIP is the Children's Health Insurance Program in Alabama. Here's the deal. Legislators must find $35 million to fund the programs, which provides health insurance coverage for children and households making up to 312% of the federal poverty level. Program plays a major role in keeping Alabama's rate of uninsured children low. Also, the education budget with teacher pay raises heads for a House vote. Now legislators are going to split up the $35 million between the two budgets. Legislative leaders are expected to discuss that further in conference committees this week. Also, we talk about education. We talk about education governance here. Republican legislators are fast-tracking a constitutional amendment sponsored by President Pro Tem Del Marsh that would replace the current elected State Board of Education with a body appointed by the governor, which would then appoint a Secretary of Primary and Secondary Education, replacing the current state superintendent. If approved, the measure would go to Alabama voters in March. Marsh said Thursday it was a priority for his chamber. We'll talk about that more at the 8 o'clock hour, because having an elected State Board of Education, I like the more places people get a say and a voice instead of having things appointed. But I will turn around and argue that when you go vote for somebody for State Board of Education, how in-depth have you done your research on that?
Yeah, are you reading up on their political Wikipedia page or anything?
Do you have any idea who you're voting for?
Probably not.
It's just whatever name somebody recognizes, right? They fill it. I mean, that's usually what happens.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Current SBOE members argue the elected structure requires them to be responsive to constituents in a way an appointed board might not be. Marsh and other supporters argue an appointed board could help improve education outcomes, but education experts say appointed boards, school boards, appear to have less impact on scores than appointed superintendents. Marsh said the latter was originally part of the bill, but taken out to secure the support of some education groups. And medical marijuana. Can you believe we're talking about the fact that medical marijuana probably made it further in this session than the lotto, but that's the story, y'all. The Senate voted to allow the use of medical marijuana for certain conditions earlier this month, but it goes to the House, and it does not have the support in the House. Instead, supporters expect the Senate version of the bill, sponsored by Senator Melson out of Florence, to get altered in committee to create this commission you heard Kelly talk about earlier to study the issue and develop regulations and a model legislation. So in other words, it's not going to happen this year, but supporters insist they still could be on a timeline to make medical cannabis widely available in Alabama by 2021. Speaker Mac McCutcheon said the House would be looking at how the Senate treats the bill sponsored by Representative Collins out of Decatur that would require third graders to reach certain benchmarks in reading as well for being allowed to advance to the fourth grade. So those are a few of the things. And then the big thing, the broadband initiative services. This is some of the governor's been behind. She actually mentioned it, I think, at her inaugural speech as one of her priorities. We've talked about it in the past, and we'll delve into this week on Midday Mobile. This is an idea to use federal money along with state money to offer broadband in places that have really no internet service to speak of in the state. More on that coming up. And that's some of the things we're working on this last week in Montgomery. And we'll be right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The body of a Navy sailor will be flown into Pensacola. 21-year-old Nathan Castor of Milton was a missile technician on board the USS Alabama submarine in Bangor, Washington. On April 30th, he was involved in a motorcycle crash just 2 days after buying the bike. Castor was in a coma for 18 days before his parents made the decision to take him off life support. Nathan Castor will be laid to rest this week at Barrancas National Cemetery in Pensacola next to his grandfather, who also served in the Navy. This week, Alabama lawmakers could make changes to medical marijuana legislation. Instead of legalizing medical marijuana this session, the House Speaker expects a study commission to be created. The Senate passed the bill earlier this month. A public hearing will be held today. Alabama Senator Doug Jones is leading a new effort in Congress to help families of America's fallen service members get the benefits they say they deserve. The so-called widow tax blocks some 65,000 military widows nationwide from receiving full benefits from both the Pentagon and the VA. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient 2 survivor.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
The whole town's devastated. Trees are down on almost every street in the town.
A resident of Pendleton, Indiana, seeing with dawn's light what last evening's tornadoes did, a series of violent storms, many considered tornadoes, striking through Indiana and Ohio, especially the Dayton area, before midnight. 5 million people without electricity this hour. There are injuries as rescuers go door-to-door in many communities in both states. No deaths have been reported. Ed Lavandera is in Tulsa as Oklahoma residents brace for more rain and more flooding today.
We're along Riverfront Road. Much of it is already closed down because of the concern of the floodwaters and this river here already outside of its banks.
In Kawasaki, Japan, a man carrying a knife in each hand attacked a group of schoolgirls waiting at a bus stop just outside Tokyo, killing 2 and injuring 16 before killing himself. President Trump flying home from Japan now, expected back at the White House this afternoon. Stock futures are down slightly this hour. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Fiat Chrysler has proposed a roughly $40 billion merger with French rival Renault, a deal that, if completed, would create the third largest automaker. Such a combination would rank behind just Volkswagen and Toyota, but ahead of GM. After years of steady growth, auto sales in the U.S., Europe, and China are slowing, denting earnings across the sector and prompting more car manufacturers to find partners to share the costs of developing new models and investing in new technology. Former Fiat Chrysler CEO Sergio Marchionne, who died unexpectedly last year, had long pushed for a merger between Fiat Chrysler and another car company. Disney's Aladdin, the latest in a series of live-action remakes of the company's titles, opened with a strong performance at the box office over the weekend. The live-action version of the 1992 animated hit grossed an estimated $112.7 million over the four-day holiday weekend. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And it's not even summer yet. It's not even summer yet.
So hot.
And it has been. I spent the last 3 days, and happily, but outside. I was just telling Dalton, I'm like, it feels ice cold in our warm studio because it's been so hot outside.
Well, some good news from yesterday. In fact, it was only 91 yesterday.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay,
and
refreshing.
96 the previous.
It's refreshing. So, I mean, this has been a pretty good. We set a what? Did we set a record on Sunday or Saturday? One.
Yeah, we tied a record, 96 degrees. Yeah, on Sunday.
So.
And but yesterday we cooled off by 5 degrees.
I couldn't tell. I'm sorry. I did not notice. Is there a change coming at all, or is this it now for the rest of the year?
We're going to see a little bit of a break, but not much. On Thursday and Friday, we will see some rain around the area, thunderstorms. Then after that, and on the weekend, it's almost typical of summertime. Some isolated afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures still getting into the 90s. So, looking at today, about 91 or 92 this afternoon. We'll have some clouds around this morning and becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. Tonight, 72 will be the low under partly cloudy skies. And then tomorrow should be a sunny day and up to around 92 degrees. Now, the rest of the week for Thursday, mostly sunny, slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, high around 90. And then a good chance for some thunderstorm activity in the afternoon on Friday. And the reason for that is a very weak cold front will be moving into Mississippi and Alabama, and that's enough to trigger some thunderstorm activity. So best chance of rain would be Friday, and we're still going to get into the low 90s. And then over the weekend, well, as I mentioned, isolated afternoon thunderstorms, and the highs will be in the lower 90s.
Well, I mean, that's one of our saving graces, though. Once we get into what Bill Finch calls that Gulf summer around here, is that we do, it gets hot, 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 and then finally the thunderstorms break out, and we cool off before we get to 96.
And then we cool off briefly, and then it becomes very steamy.
For sure. All right, Dr. Bill. By the time we have this conversation next week, we're going to be looking at the start of hurricane season 2019.
Yeah, it's getting close, and this particular season looks like it's going to be a little bit above normal, about 13 named storms by the folks that do that research out in Colorado State University. And they're the wise folks. They do it out in Colorado State. Talk about hurricane.
How is that fair? How is that fair to sit in their ivory tower so many miles from the coast? But, I mean, you've said this before. There's predictions for how many we're going to get above average, under average season. But really, what's true is what happens in your neck of the woods. And if it's one storm, that's all it takes.
Yeah, we've had some years. We've had 17 or 18 named storms, but nothing affected our area, which is fine. But then again, you can have just a few of them and then get blasted by one of those five or six storms. So Mother Nature plays some tricks on us, and this year we've got one named storm already, although it wasn't really a true hurricane. But the next one is Barry, and looks like that's a possibility, of course, and always a possibility in June that you could see a named storm, but the frequency picks up in July and peaks in August and September.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with his eye on our forecast right now, and of course, eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. 72 now, we'll get traffic next.
Come inside and welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Hey, Ron. It's been a while.
Nice to see you, Dave. You must have been well-behaved. What's up?
I have a problem, Ron. I can't pass up a good bargain.
Nothing wrong with that?
It's when everything's a good deal. You know, like 10 yogurts for 10 bucks and 5 sour creams for 5 bucks, a dollar bag of chips, so I had to buy at least 10. And don't get me started on the meat buys. All I can say is I bought enough to last all summer, and now the missus won't let me go grocery shopping anymore.
That's kind of clever, Dave. I may have to do that. See if I can get out of grocery shopping.
Then I saw the As Seen on TV aisle. So I bought her a facial hair remover with an 18-karat gold tip. In front of her book club, I said, now she can stop bleaching her mustache. How could I guess that would make her mad? I thought girls shared all that kind of stuff. Oh, it gets worse. I received a coupon book in the mail, and I just left the hardware store.
Holy cow. Look how low your truck is hanging out there. Looks like your tires are gonna pop.
I'm gonna need something really, really shiny, Ron.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590. Gas tax increases, a state lottery, Overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery. And FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, good ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway from Daphne and Spanish Ford. No problems downtown. And if you're traveling from the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore along the interstate, perfect. No accidents in the roadways. It's the ultimate summer recess. June is Teacher Appreciation Month at the Battle House Hotel and Spa. You made it through another school year. All the wonderful teachers kick off your summer with 20% off any 50-minute service or more. Call 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Remember, online FMTalk1065.com and post it up on our podcast page. You can go through the website or you could subscribe at iTunes, Stitcher. Stitcher I use on an Android phone. Obviously, iTunes for iPhones, but Stitcher, like someone who stitches, that's what I use on my Android phone. So you got like a Samsung or something, that's what you use. A great app for it. But if you go to Spotify to get your music, you can get our podcast there. The TuneIn radio app you use to stream the station on your phone also has our podcast. And with the sad news over the weekend of the passing of Rod Bramlett and his wife in that car accident. Brought back an interview from 2015. 25 minutes or so, Rod and I were gabbing. I got to be friends with Rod over the years of Auburn being part of FM Talk 106.5. Email with him weekly, talked with him at least once a month, and I already miss the guy. He was just a nice guy. You know, he and I are coming at it from, if you want to do something as simple and silly as like college football allegiances, he's an alum of Auburn, I'm of Alabama. Obviously, he was the voice of the Auburn Tigers. I was not the voice of the Alabama Crimson Tide because, well, Eli Gold's not going to move over for me. But Rod and I got to be pretty darn good friends for two guys that live, you know, in different cities. He was just, and I told people since the weekend, I said, he was just such a, he was one of the good guys, like a nice, decent person. And we, dealing with stuff that's in contracts with football and radio stations, things can get contentious. I mean, it's just business. And he and I never, like, it never got to anywhere, but I mean, he and I were just friends the whole time. He was one of the good people out there, and I want people to know that. That interview, though, if you want to go back and listen, it's on our podcast page.
Yeah, I'd gotten to know Rod just a little bit more over the last year, and for a guy that's so esteemed, so well-esteemed, and Auburn, he is the man. I mean, you think touchdown Auburn, you think of all the great calls he's made, even in basketball as they made their run through the Final Four, but he would always give back, and even when I would send out an email and say, hey,
he hopped on with you and Corey this year.
He did. He hopped on with us, and he didn't need to. A Monday night show at 7:30, I'm pretty sure Rod Bramlett has better things to do than call in and talk on a radio show, but that's how nice of a guy he was, and he always gave back to those younger than him but kind of heading on the same career track. So Rod Bramlett, a really great guy and a terrible, terrible loss for the Auburn family.
That's for sure. As Kelly talked about in headlines yesterday, and we put links up as well, that GoFundMe page is open, and this is to give money to the family. Yes, they have two children they've left behind, one at Auburn, one in high school. And I think as of this morning, 109,000. Yeah, the 109, a lot of people donating 109. It was 100 and where they've moved it now. It keeps changing. I think it's like it was over $100,000 as of this morning. Yeah, it's like $103,000 or something like that this morning on the GoFundMe page. And that's money that's going to go to those children, funds set up for the children of Rod and Paula Bramlett. So those children, Shelby and Joshua, y'all can check it out. And I'll put the link up again on the Twitter feed and make your donation to a family that just the good folks in a real tragic situation for sure. All right, 6:43, let's get some more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We're now hearing from that Mississippi lawmaker accused of punching his wife. You may recall, we told you last week how authorities say State Representative Doug McLeod was drunk and bloodied his own wife's nose after she did not undress quickly enough when he wanted to have intercourse. Representative McLeod says the incident has been misrepresented. The couple giving separate statements both mentioned about the fact that there were, quote, many fabrications and misrepresentations in the media. The Republican lawmaker says that he will speak further on the May 18th allegations once, quote, the process is complete. McLeod's wife is asking the public to, quote, reserve judgment
judgment and respect our family and our family's privacy. Representative McLeod is from Loosedale and represents George and Stone counties. He faces a simple assault charge. If you're looking for a new place to cool off and beat the summer heat, and it's not even summer yet, really, well, you need to head to the new splash pad here in the Port City. The City of Mobile introduced the new fun. It's called Sprayground Express. They introduced the fun last Saturday, and it's been a big hit at Medal of Honor Park on Hillcrest Road. So if some in your group want to skip the water and just have fun at the park, this new splash pad is next to the Playground Express, which opened in the summer of 2017. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Are you ready to join the growing trend of tooling around in a golf cart? Stop envying your friend's cart and missing out on the fun. Get over to Cart Doctor today. They'll help you find the cart that fits your budget and your lifestyle. Cart Doctor is the nation's award-winning Yamaha dealer, but also carries the largest selection of Star, Tomberlin, and the all-new budget-friendly Icon brand too. Customize and modify your cart to make it as personal as you are in their full-service cart maintenance and repair shop. Bring them your idea and they'll make it a reality. And if you're not quite ready to buy, Cart Doctor rents carts in all sizes too. Just one for short term or a whole fleet for your special event or commercial needs. So why go anywhere else? It's time. Time to enjoy the ease and versatility of a golf cart. From simple to luxurious, Tricia and Steven have exactly what you want and need. And if they don't have it, they'll get it. Visit Cart Doctor in Theodore or see all that they offer online at cartdoctor.com. For all your automotive needs, go to King's Automotive in Tillman's Corner. For reliable repairs and maintenance at a reasonable price, go to King's Automotive, where you can trust they find the problem, not just throw parts at it. King's Automotive also has great values on used cars, especially budget-friendly cash cars. For king-size savings on service and sales, go to King's Automotive, 5450 Willis Road, right at I-10 and Highway 90. Family-owned and operated, for all your automotive needs, go to King's Automotive for the royal treatment.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man in Mobile has been arrested and charged with murder. 42-year-old Jason Cooley was taken to Metro Jail about 2:30 this morning. He is the suspect in a shooting that happened on Magnolia Road in Mobile last night. Police say Cooley shot his girlfriend, Selwanda Pugh, in the stomach three times during a domestic dispute, killing her. Pensacola police are looking for more than one suspect in connection with a deadly drive-by shooting at the Platinum Club early Monday morning. Police say more than 40 shots were fired from three different weapons outside the club on North Halifax Street. A woman was hit and died. One man was shot in the leg. Pensacola police say the woman was not the intended target. A 21-year-old man drowned after being caught in a strong rip current. It happened at the Gulf Shores Public Beach Monday afternoon. First responders tried to save the man. He was taken to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center, where he died. The victim wasn't the only one caught in the strong current. Two others had to be rescued. Yellow flags were flying in Gulf Shores at the time, indicating moderate surf and rip current risk. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
Game one of the Stanley Cup Final is in the books. Former Boston Red Sox first baseman Bill Buckner has passed away, and the NCAA baseball tournament field has been revealed. It's 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In game one of the NHL Stanley Cup Final, the Boston Bruins beat the St. Louis Blues 4-2 to take a 1-0 series lead. The Blues took a 2-0 lead early in the second period on a goal from Vladimir Tarasenko, but the Bruins scored twice in the second to tie the game. 5 minutes into the final period, Boston's Sean Corrali scored the game winner.
Played on by Achari, and then Corrali wants to play the point. Chara flips one, then shrugged down off of Bennington. Strathmore there, stays it, but Corrali scores!
That's the call from NBC. Brad Marchand added an empty net goal for insurance, and the Bruins have now won 8 games in a row. Game 2 in the best-of-seven series is Wednesday night in Boston. Some news from the NBA. The Cleveland Cavaliers announced yesterday that team majority owner Dan Gilbert suffered a stroke on Sunday, but is, quote, awake, responsive, and resting comfortably. The Detroit News reported on Sunday that Gilbert had been hospitalized after suffering symptoms associated with a stroke. Quicken Loans CEO Jay Farner confirmed in a statement that Gilbert, quote, received immediate medical attention, but Farner did not divulge additional details regarding Gilbert's health. Gilbert has served as the Cavaliers' majority owner since 2005. In baseball news, former Boston Red Sox first baseman Bill Buckner passed away on Monday at the age of 69. Buckner was an All-Star and Gold Glove baseball player, played in the major leagues for 22 years, but he's most known for an error in the 1986 World Series. The Red Sox were a strike away from beating the Mets in Game 6 of those 86 World Series when Buckner let a bouncing ground ball pass through his legs and into right field. The Mets went on to win that game and then win the series in Game 7, and Red Sox fans would never allow Buckner to live that error down. Buckner's family released a statement yesterday saying, quote, after battling the disease of Lewy body dementia, Bill Buckner passed away early the morning of May 27th, surrounded by his family. Bill fought with courage and grit as he did all things in life. Our hearts are broken, but we're at peace knowing that he's in the arms of his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yesterday morning, the NCAA revealed the teams that will compete in this year's NCAA baseball tournament. 31 teams earned an automatic bid to the regionals by winning their respective conferences, and 33 teams were chosen at large, with the SEC leading the way with an all-time tournament tying 10 teams selected. Vanderbilt was named the number 2 overall seed in the regionals after they won this weekend's SEC tournament. Georgia is the number 4 overall seed. Arkansas is number 5. Mississippi State number 6. Ole Miss number 12. And LSU number 13. All those teams will host regionals. Then Auburn, Florida, Tennessee, and Texas A&M also chosen as at-large bids to the tournament. The double elimination regional tournaments begin this Friday. In the major leagues yesterday, the Houston Astros beat the Chicago Cubs 6-5. Milwaukee beat Minnesota 5-4, snapping the Twins' six-game winning streak. The Yankees beat the Padres 5-2. Cody Bellinger hit his 19th homer of the year, leading the LA Dodgers past the New York Mets 9-5. Miami beat Washington 3-2. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati split a doubleheader. Colorado beat Arizona 4-3 in 11 innings. Boston got the win over Cleveland 12-5. Oakland won their 10th game in a row 8-5 over the LA Angels. Seattle snapped a six-game losing streak with a 6-2 win over Texas. Tampa Bay beat Toronto 8-3. And Baltimore beat Detroit 5-3. 6:52 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger, and guess what? A finalist in the 2019 Nappies for the Best Burger. You can vote now through June the 2nd at VoteNappies.com, and you'll always find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
And should I point out, it's National Hamburger Day, even more reason to go see Roy and the crew at Butch Cassidy's. We'll break down some stats on burgers when we come back. Also get headlines with Kelly.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. It's been a perfect morning. No accidents to speak of. Fairhope and Daphne, a good ride along 98, Spanish Ford, and across the Bayway downtown. George Wallace, Bankhead Tunnels, no delays and light traffic to the 1065 split. This Saturday night at Deep South Speedway in Locksley, it's the U.S. Modified on their first tour. Also, you'll see the Street Stocks, Pier Stocks, and Stingers Saturday night with the U.S. Modified. It's Deep South Speedway, Locksley exit, 4 miles north on the left. Gates open at 5, racing at 7. Find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny, with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In your health news this morning, for parents with children with epilepsy, a pediatric epilepsy drug containing cannabis has just been approved by the Food and Drug Administration and is now permitted on flights. The Transportation Security Administration has recently updated their guidance to passengers as to what can and cannot be brought on board, quote, to avoid confusion as to whether families can travel with this drug. TSA immediately updated TSA.gov once we became aware of the issue. The agency says that there are forms of medical marijuana that can be brought on board or placed in checked luggage. The TSA screening process is focused, they say, though, on primarily your security and on threat. So TSA agents don't specifically search for marijuana, but if any illegal substance is discovered during security screening, the TSA will refer the matter to law enforcement officers. They're just reminding families to keep in mind that since this rule is so new and agency officers have been briefed, there may be some agents who don't recognize the FDA-approved version. So make sure you have the appropriate forms and documents with you. And for more information, go to TSA.gov. This is bound to be a talker this morning, especially after many of you are coming off an extended weekend due to Memorial Day. Burnout. Do you have it from your long hours at your job? Well, if you do, be sure to tell your doctor about it, as burnout is now a legitimate medical diagnosis, as according to the International Classification of Diseases. Burnout now appears in the ICD-11's section on problems related to employment or unemployment. According to the handbook, doctors can diagnose someone with burnout if they meet the following symptoms: exhaustion or energy depletion, increased mental distance from your job. Is there a lot of negativity or cynicism related to your job? And what about if you have reduced professional effects at work? Before making the call, though, the document says doctors should first rule out adjustment disorder as well as anxiety and mood disorders. And the diagnosis is limited to work environments and should not be applied to other life situations. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Wait a second. And not applying to other life situations. Why? You can't have the dangerous everything burnout. Burnout on the family. Burnout on whatever. We can't go with that. Well, here's the solution for it: hamburger. Today, National Hamburger Day, and we'll come back and talk more about this. What Americans want on their hamburgers as toppings? What are their favorites? Which ones are like not real popular, which ones are leading the pack? We'll get into that in just a second. More of that straight ahead right here on Mobile Mornings on this Get Back to Work Tuesday. Hopefully not burnout. Hopefully we don't burn the hamburgers either.